Human Rights Campaign declares state of emergency for LGBTQ community. By Paul Bois on June 6, 2023. The advocacy organization Human Rights Campaign, HRC, has declared a state of emergency for LGBTQ people in the United States. In a press release on Tuesday, the group said that the LGBTQ community needs to be more educated about their rights and to relocate to states with stronger protections for them, saying that the groups already in their states will not be enough to help them. LGBTQ plus Americans are living in a state of emergency. The multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived. They are real, tangible and dangerous, ours President Kelly Robinson said in a statement. In many cases they are resulting in violence against LGBTQ plus people, forcing families to uproot their lives and flee their homes in search of safer states, and triggering a tidal wave of increased homophobia and transphobia that puts the safety of each and every one of us at risk. As we kick off LGBTQ plus Pride Month, HRC will be working tirelessly to educate and arm the LGBTQ plus community with information and resources to ensure their safety, whether they're planning summer travel through regions that are becoming increasingly hostile to LGBTQ plus people, or whether they already live in a state where legislative assaults and political extremism are continuing to put a target on our backs, she added. Robinson further stressed that the group's number one priority will be to make LGBTQ people feel safe and have the tools to defend themselves against hostility and potential violence. It's also incumbent on our allies across the country to stand with us and make it clear that they won't sit idly by while extremists attack and malign LGBTQ plus people in our families. We'll fight tooth and nail to ensure the safety and dignity of every LGBTQ plus person is respected and protected, without exception, she asserted. According to the Associated Press, AP, the new guidebook will provide information about how LGBTQ individuals can file complaints for potential civil rights violations while also pointing to resources on finances and employment. The amount of calls I get every day from parents asking how they can move to another state because they'd rather mourn their home than their child is real, Robinson told the AP. This is a different level of urgency and demanded a different level of response. The HRC press release cited Florida, which has banned transgender athletes from women's sports as well as the transitioning of minors, as a particular aggressor against LGBTQ individuals. Florida stands at the forefront of the fight against these oppressive laws now proliferating throughout the nation. It is heartbreaking to witness families uproot themselves in search of access to healthcare and inclusive classrooms, free from book bans and censorship, said Nadine Smith, CEO of Equality Florida. North Dakota also banned transgender athletes from women's sports after the governor vetoed the bill. Pennsylvania passed a bill banning transgender people from women's sports that was vetoed by the Democratic governor. Utah, Idaho, and West Virginia passed bills banning transgender athletes from women's sports, but those are currently blocked by a court injunction. The following states have now outright banned transgender individuals from women's sports in some way or another, primarily in public schools K-12, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed on Tubi, Google Play, YouTube Movies, or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.